This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning and welcome. Oh, we got a lot of surprises today. Before I start on that, I want to go back to last week. We talked to Jack Brown from Lily of the Desert about their new product, Gluc-Aloe, like gluc and then aloe, and how it lowers blood sugar. And I'm really, really impressed with the product. And I got an email from Jan in Keller, Texas, that she has been diagnosed with prediabetes, just started taking Gluc-Aloe, but been using Fruit of the Spirit for several months. Is there any conflict between the two? Well, first of all, no, because Fruit of the Spirit is very, very low in sugar. But I advise, why not take it after you take the glucophage, Gluc-Aloe. I have glucophage on my mind. I'll tell you why in a minute. And then right before a meal, you're supposed to take the Gluc-Aloe 30 minutes before a meal. Just take the Fruit of the Spirit sometime after that, just for added insurance, but you really shouldn't have to worry about it. The other thing I want to comment on is she's been diagnosed as prediabetes. That's an area where, as long as you're monitoring your blood sugar and how you feel and you're not on medication, that's where the Gluc-Aloe is really good. It's not designed for people with diabetes. You work with your doctor, and if they want to try it, some of the doctors do, and monitor you and adjust medication, that's fine. But don't do that on your own, and don't just stop taking your medicine. Even if you don't like the looks of the side effects, that's not what we're here about. We're here to keep people from getting into a realm where they need medication. So, great product, but just understand how it's supposed to be used. Well, my first surprise is that in the studio, I have a volunteer, well, volunteer is kind of stretching, co-host today is Brian Bradford. He's a certified nutritionist, and he's the chief nutrition officer for the Sunflower Shop stores that are our new sponsor. And I twisted his arm and said, come on in and help me interview our two guests today. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me here today.
Well, at the end of the show, we'll get a little better acquainted about your family history and about the store and the big events you've got going on. But I didn't want to just do a drive-by. I wanted to be able to have you in here long enough that folks could kind of get used to the idea that health food stores can have a real honest-to-goodness nutritionist on staff and that they can get the kind of help that they need. Our first guest coming up right after the break is Dr. Grace Ormstein. She's a medical doctor, a PhD, a nutritionist, and we're going to talk about herbs and about the relationship between weight gain and stress and what you can do about it. At the end of the show, we're going to talk to the author of The Vegetarian Myth. Not only does she have some great facts for us, she's got an interesting story about how she was attacked by vegetarians for telling the truth. Physically attacked. So stay tuned. Lots of excitement to come. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back after these couple of words.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cook, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health. All natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Research has shown that not all probiotics are the same. So when choosing a probiotic for you and your family, make sure it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
And my co-pilot today, Brian Bradford, the certified nutritionist from Sunflower Shop, who's joining us today. And my guest, my first guest, is Dr. Grace Ormstein. She's a medical doctor. Hi, Grace. Dr. Grace.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I was about to give some of your bio. It's long, but I'll just hit some high spots, save more time to talk. She did residencies in pediatrics and psychiatry, which is an interesting blend. She's extensively studied functional medicine and is certified in traditional naturopathy. She works with both healthcare professionals and the public, gives seminars all over the country, keeps an eye on all the current research. Probably from the sounds of this, you're a seminar junkie like I am. And in fact, that's where you are today, right?
Yes, that's what I do.
Okay, well, we caught you where there's not a landline, so I hope we have good luck with the cell connection. So I don't know if you heard at the beginning, but I have a co-host today, so if you hear a male voice pipe up, that's Brian Bradford asking a question or making a comment. Wanted to talk today about weight loss. We already hear, you know, reduce the size of the portions. That's some good advice. I think there's way too much sugar in the food, and that kind of sets us up for cravings, and there's too many fake foods, and we've got to keep our intestinal bacteria right and all those things. But we really don't focus much on the connection between stress and weight gain. And I'd like for you to kind of tee that up for us. Why would stress have anything to do with our weight gain?
Well, I think the stress is like a major culprit to a lot of different things, not only to obesity, but we're talking about the stresses are physical, emotional, and so forth. So definitely being under a normal amount of stress doesn't affect the body, but encourage the body to keep living. However, with the stress exceed the ability of the body to regulate itself and take this as a good input, then we are reaching the point of no return, and the body turn into kind of a mountain of fat. And I think there is a lot of chemical processes involved in this. Let's start with the adrenal responses. Yeah, adrenal responses are just great organs. The very small organs, but a very good...
The adrenal glands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're natural adaptogens, and they regulate our body or support our body in response to stresses by releasing certain hormones, hormones like cortisol or adrenaline. But excessive amount of cortisol become a nuisance to the body that confuses the other organs and make them do things they are not really prepared to do. For example, pancreas has been overstimulated because cortisol, as you know, increase the surges of the sugar from all kinds of storages, and that encourages the elevation of the insulin that also involves another hormone they call leptin. And too much of those create resistance. Resistance attracts the sluggishness of the metabolism of lipids, and you have the increase of obesity because the increase.
Dr. Grace, I think that's too many bites of data for a listener at home that's kind of new to this. So let's back up a little bit and go over that again, because what you said was really, really important. But if for somebody that doesn't have a background to know these things, let me start with a word you threw out there, adaptogen. I talk about that a little bit in my latest book on aloe, because it's so different than how drugs work. Describe what first, I'll tell you what a drug does, except for those few that are the supplements, like if you have to take thyroid hormone or insulin or testosterone, something like that. That's a supplement to get your body levels up to where it normally would be. The rest of them force a body to do something, whether it wants to or not. Dr. Grace, what is an adaptogen?
Adaptogen is the agent which helps the body adapt to the stress. So, in this case, our adrenal glands have become natural adaptogen. When they work properly, that we respond to stress in a normal way, we can overcome the stress very quickly. It doesn't have any residue, it doesn't create any complications, basically.
And
so that's what adaptogen does.
Yeah. In general, adaptogenic herbs, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm off base, they help anything that's too low come back up. If it's too high, come back down. If it's too warm, cools off. Those kinds of things, because it just helps the body adapt to whatever the challenge is at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So
the right words.
the adrenal glands, everybody, I think, can relate to adrenaline. We've all had somebody cut us off at the pass on the highway, and you just feel this thing go all over your whole body. So you're just like, oh, my goodness, you know, your heart's racing and your palms are sweaty and all that kind of thing. I think they don't have as good an idea about the other hormone that you mentioned that comes out of the adrenal glands, the cortisol. So go over that part one more time for us.
Yeah. Well, cortisol is a name that kind of acting negatively stress hormone. I think it's a very important agent. Actually, it's anti-inflammatory. If it's regulated by adrenal glands, it protects our bodies from inflammation and supports our body systems to work properly. However, when is manufacturer produced in excess amount become nuisance, become a paradoxical reaction, become inflammatory, pro-inflammatory agent. So as you know, the pre-inflammation, it creates a lot of chaos and responses and attracts actually to create a lot of effect tissue and a kind of, you know, in different organs in inside of the body, become they call visceral or kind of fat, and this is why people become kind of rounded and bigger in the waist area because of the excessive amount of cortisol, which confuses the amount of production of the insulin, which is made in pancreas, and that pulls a lot of fat droplets into the waist area, and people become obese.
And that's the type of fat that's the most linked to heart disease as well. When you're bigger around the middle, you got a bigger waistline.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So if we do things that reduce stress, that's a good place to start. And we try to figure out what's really stressing us.
I also, the way I teach a lot of people about this stress, she mentioned a lot of great stresses as far as emotional and lifestyle stress, but I love teaching people about how much blood sugar control really affects that cortisol hormone and how it can really stop or at least slow down the effect of the fat storage into the body to help people lose weight and even feel better in inflammation-wise.
Good. So we are back then to the cutting down the sugar in the diet and eating smaller meals, because even a big meal, if it's all protein, but you're eating a huge amount of food, you're going to run your blood sugar up.
That's true.
And then that adds to the stress. Well, you were saying, Dr. Grace, that cortisol has maybe been kind of hung with a moniker, the stress hormone, but there's a similarity in the term cortisol and corticosteroids. When we take steroid drugs to reduce inflammation, we're trying to, in a clumsy way, imitate what our own natural cortisol would do. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So if we wanted to attack some of these things using herbs, we're coming up on a break here shortly. So when we come back from the break, I'd like for you to address, you've laid out what the problem is. Let's spend the next segment talking about what are some of the remedies, what kinds of things can you do to, using the herbal knowledge that you have, guide us toward reducing the stress, helping us manage the stress at least, because sometimes the stress is what it is. It's all about how you relate to it and what you do with it. And then maybe some body tonics and things, herbs that can be used for weight loss in a safe way, not the way that you're likely to see on TV. So, folks, stay with us. I'm in the studio here with Brian Bradford. He's the certified nutritionist, chief nutrition officer for Sunflower Shop. They have one in Colleyville. They have one in Fort Worth. And they are new sponsors on the show, and we're delighted to have him with us, kind of co-piloting today, and I appreciated his comments. My guest is Dr. Grace Ormstein. She's a spokesperson for Himalaya Herbs. We'll be right back after these words.
If you're all stuffed up, try our nasal steroids.
Side effects include temporary burning, stinging, nasal dryness, sneezing, and addiction.
Oh, well, then buy our antihistamine.
Side effects include dry mouth, nose, eyes, sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, confusion, constipation, diarrhea, poor coordination, and heart rate changes.
Try a decongestant.
Side effects include nervousness, sleep problems, increased blood pressure, headaches, nausea, and respiratory infection.
Isn't there any nasal spray that's good for you?
Clear. Clear what? No, Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear saline nasal spray. Contains the all-natural ingredient xylitol, which moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages and cuts down on the formation of those dry, crusty mucus particles. All-natural means no side effects. Clear nasal spray not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, bacteria, and other airborne contaminants, making your nasal passageways all clear. Just one spray in each nostril twice a day, that's it. And because it's all natural, it's 100% safe for children and the perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right.
Clear nasal spray with xylitol at most natural products retailers and select pharmacies nationwide. You can visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, to find a retailer near you.
Three Alarm Chili is delicious, but if it or any other food causes you heartburn or acid reflux, please listen up. Millions think they've fixed the problem with an acid-blocking drug. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion. They can lead to very serious side effects. Here's Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist.
There are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. The truth is so surprising that I published a book to spread the word. Discover the root cause of your problem and fix it for good.
Natural alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers is available in bookstores. But you can buy a signed copy at a great price from RealFoodPharmacy.com. RealFoodPharmacy.com brings you the highest quality nutritional products, real solutions, and great information like Marty's book. Visit RealFoodPharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. That's 877-6-REAL-FOOD or online at RealFoodPharmacy.com.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
In the second half of the program, we're going to talk to Lyra Keith. She's the author of The Vegetarian Myth, talking about food justice and sustainability. Very interesting book. Right now, we're privileged to have with us Dr. Grace Ormstein. She's a medical doctor and a naturopath and an herbalist and all those good things. And we've been talking about weight loss and its connection to stress. We've established that the adrenal glands ordinarily supposed to kind of keep us on track, but if we overload it with sugar, stress, and unfortunately often compromise everything with undernutrition, that things can get out of hand. And I promise that we would get to what are some of the remedies. What, Dr. Grace, can we do herbally to help our body deal with stresses, whether it's the stress of doing a marathon or the stress of a boss you don't like and in this economy you can't quit, family, maybe you're the mother of eight and your TV contract just expired, whatever your stress is, what herbs can we use to help?
I would like to introduce all of the listeners to a wonderful, gentle, but working very, very well on a deep level, on cellular level, formula called Stress Care. It supports the normal function of adrenal glands, and when the adrenal glands are being supported properly by the nutrients released from the formula, that we gain normal energy. We become more functional. Our body functions on optimum level. So this formula has been combined made of 70-plus herbs. The main ingredient in this formulation is Shravanprash. Shravanprash is the formula itself. It's known in traditional Indian medicine as a first multivitamin with minerals. Contains about 40 different herbs. All herbs are being grown organically, and the formula is gluten-free, so it's very actually good formulation to anyone who may have even problems with gluten. It has a lot of ingredients, and the ingredients have been very specifically selected for the reason of support of the adrenal glands, like ashwagandha, shatavari, gotu kola. Licorice has a lot to do with lowering or regulating the amount of cortisol on the periphery, especially. So, going back to Shravanprash itself is no.
I'm not going to ask you to spell that because I've seen it in print and it won't do us any good. So, we'll just take your word for it that there's this great combination that has all of these good things in it. But just circling back, make sure folks know that that's one of the things that's in Stress Care. And we've talked on this program before about liver care, and you may even hear a commercial for that today from Himalaya. And in a minute, I want to talk about the company because I have so much respect for them. But Stress Care is kind of the equivalent of liver care, but for stress, and it has all these good things in it. So I will let you continue now.
Yeah, it's actually similar ingredients like liver care does. So it's kind of liver care plus, you know. Shravanprash plus liver care and other ingredients. So it's very well balanced, doesn't have any specific energy formula if people are sometimes concerned, oh, is a warming herb or is a cooling herb? No, is a balance, is neutral. So it's very good for anyone who needs to balance the body, especially when it comes to the adrenal glands and the brain. Because let's not forget about the connection the adrenal glands they have with the brain. They relate to each other. They depend on each other. They respond to each other. And when we are overstressed out, our brain is shutting down because cannot handle that much stimulation, and then cannot, of course, direct the adrenal glands, cannot conduct a specific relationship, and then adrenal glands eventually going also to sleep, so to speak. So we want to nourish these organs. We want to give them enough nutrients. And the way I look at it, the plants contain the high-grade nutrients. The nutrients have incredible value to our body, because our body is a part of the nature, so has the same kind of chemicals. When we are unable to maintain these chemical levels in our cells, then our body is getting tired, stressed out very easily, and then we have certain symptoms or manifest certain symptoms to us in way of communicating.
Well,
and when we deliver this from the plants, which are the perfect match, that they're satisfied, they can come back to normal function. That's the whole thing.
And the nutrients in the plants are so easy to absorb because our bodies know how to do that. We've been always eating plants and getting the nutrients out of it, so that's not anything new. Some of these new chemical versions of things have more unpredictable results. Let's go for a minute to how Himalaya herbs does things, because it's so different than a lot of what people see advertised, where somebody took this ingredient because they saw a little research on it, a little bit of this ingredient because they saw some research on it, they stir it up, they have a new combination, they put it out there and see what happens. Himalaya actually extensively tests the finished combination in the same form that you're going to take it. Is that not right?
Exactly. That's called primary research. That's exactly what we do. We're doing the research on the formulation being created, and we tested it in clinical trials to see if it's safe and effective.
Dr. Grace,
Yes.
In my store, we're seeing a lot of benefit with clients who are taking ashwagandha and holy basil. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, yes. Both of them, they're called rasayanas, which means they're like great rejuvenators. They are great adaptogens, the both of them. And ashwagandha works very well on the adrenal glands, help the adrenal glands to conduct proper protective or adaptogenic function and protect the body from ongoing stresses or adopt so the body is not reactive to the stresses. It's great for people who are having debilitating situations or try to recover from, let's say, traumatic not only emotional experiences but also trauma or injuries or surgeries. So it's very helpful to regain strength and back. Holy basil, it's similar a lot of ways. It also has naturally existing ability to maintain normal anti-inflammatory responses. So it's extremely important, especially in a very stressful situation, because that triggered the inflammation. The inflammation then trigger, of course, the obesity and so forth. So,
Dr. Grace, are both of those herbs in stress care?
Yes.
Okay.
They both are in stress care.
So, for those that don't want to have to remember how to say and pronounce the big words and go into the
yes.
health food store with their eyes all glazed over, they can just say stress care, because by Himalaya, they'll understand that. You have in the couple minutes we have left here, you have another at Himalaya, one called Lean Care. That appeals to me. How does that work?
Well, Lean Care is more towards the regulation or addressing the metabolism of lipids and carbohydrates. It's regulate the enzymes where help to transform the carbohydrates into the fats. So by doing so, of course, not every carbohydrate that gets into the body is going to be immediately translated into the fat tissue, fat molecules, whatever. So that's the way it works, is the main kind of purpose of the taking Lean Care, but also suppress the appetite.
And can you do both of them together? Can you do stress care and Lean Care?
Absolutely. I would do that, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, being so stressed out these days, people have to kind of, you know, address both.
Well, it's been A pleasure having you with us, Dr. Grace. I hope you enjoy your seminar. Thanks for taking a few minutes to share this with us. And take care. Travel safe. Coming up, the vegetarian myth. Comedians poke fun at women with hot flashes, but it's really no laughing matter. Just ask the women who suffer them and their families, too. Hello, I'm Marty Wittekin. Doctors used to say that medication was the answer. That always worried me, and now scientific studies have shown I was right to be concerned. Hormone replacement drugs have very serious side effects for heart disease and cancer. Herbal remedies are safe and offer a bit of relief from hot flashes, but for 25 years I've looked for a natural approach that helps all menopausal problems and brings dramatic relief. I found it with Ambrin. By simply restoring normal glandular communications, it renews hormone balance naturally. Why suffer with hot flashes, mood swings, sleeplessness, weight gain, and all the rest? Take Ambrin and feel better than you have in years.
Try Ambrin today. Learn about menopause and order Ambrin at nomoreflashes.com. That's nomoreflashes.com. Or call 1-877-673-2536 to order.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, the most important one, your liver, your body's busy living filter. For optimum health and vitality, you want it to operate at peak efficiency. But if you eat, drink, or breathe in this modern toxic world, your liver is being challenged daily. So, give your liver proven support with all-natural liver care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Liver care is free from magnesium stearate and all other additives. It's been known around the world for decades as LIV52, and published clinical trials prove its effectiveness and safety. The liver is an amazingly complex and important organ. Over 500 metabolic processes take place there. Detoxification of harmful substances, building hormones, and creating components of blood in the immune system. It also helps regulate your energy. So support your overworked liver with Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. You'll find it at fine natural food stores nationwide. For more information, follow the Himalaya link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Wittekin, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536. Today.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Wittekin.
Thanks for staying with us. I almost forgot to come back. I started reading again the book from our next guest and kind of got lost in time and space and I heard the music, fortunately, woke me back to reality here that I'm in the studio with Brian Bradford. He's a certified nutritionist and the chief nutrition officer and in private practice at Sunflower Shop, the natural food stores that are a sponsor of the show. My guest, as I promised, coming up is Lier Keith. She's the author of The Vegetarian Myth. It's about food justice and sustainability and joins us by phone. I believe from the West Coast?
Yeah, I live in Northern California.
Okay, well, so many of our guests do, and I just feel really bad about getting everybody up at what's an unseemly hour out there, but I appreciate your being with us. This is a really fascinating book, and you had a very interesting incident lately that's what brought it to my attention, and I'm sorry about the incident, but I am glad that I got acquainted with the book. We're going to talk about all the various reasons that people think that they should be vegetarian, even those that aren't probably carrying around a little load of guilt thinking that they should be. And we're going to talk about the moral, political, / environmental, and nutritional facts that you bring to light. But first, let's lay some groundwork, because I've heard people say, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I only eat chicken and fish. So from that, from the admitted omnivores that eat everything to the far end of the spectrum in between, there's vegetarians, ovo-lacto-vegetarians, and then vegans, which I never know whether to call vegan or vegan, and I'm sure you do. Clear all that up for us, please.
Well, I usually pronounce it vegan, though.
Vegan.
I haven't said it the other way. Yeah, I think vegan is more in use than vegan at this point. Yeah, so vegans don't eat any animal products at all, and that's what I was for 20 years. So no fish, no meat of any kind, no chicken, and no eggs, no dairy products, no honey, and they also tend not to wear leather products. If you look at the ingredients in shampoo, like all that stuff, there can't be any animal ingredients involved anywhere. And usually these are people that are very motivated by compassion. You know, they love animals so much they don't want any of them to get hurt. And, I mean, that was certainly what motivated me. And then, you know, you move across the spectrum and there's people who will eat dairy products or will eat eggs but still won't eat any actual flesh of animals. And then you've got people who just avoid red meat but will eat chicken and fish and other kinds of meat that aren't essentially cows. So cows are sort of, you know, the last holdout for most people. And, from there you can just slide over into omnivorism. Then there are also people who call themselves freegans, and these are people who will eat dumpster-dived animal products. They won't buy them at a store, but if they find them in a dumpster, they'll eat them, or roadkill. They are very good at, you know, skinning and gutting whatever they find on the side of the road. And they feel that meat is okay because it's already dead. But they themselves don't want to be participants in the industries. So that pretty much lays it all out.
I imagine we cut down the calorie consumption for breakfast this morning among the people that are listening, because that's pretty... that's hopefully a fairly small part of the overall picture, but new to me, that's very interesting. Well, it does kind of show the overtones of how much emotion there is and kind of belief systems around this. It isn't just a matter of, well, it's just healthier or not healthier. It's also, is it moral, immoral, is it politically correct? Is it good for the environment, bad for the environment? And you've done a wonderful job in your book of touching base with all of those belief systems and supporting your discussion with actual facts, which doesn't always enter the picture when we're talking about things so emotional. I think it was John Robbins that first got my attention about vegetarianism with his book Diet for a New America. And made a case. I heard him speak, and I came out all inspired to be vegetarian. And I felt very morally superior, and I felt great for about 2 weeks. And then I started just winding down. I just really wasn't functioning very well.
Yeah.
And I went back, and I've gone through this cycle 3 or 4 times where I think, well, maybe, you know, I went to a seminar where the nutritional aspects appealed to me, and it just didn't work. And it tells about your transformation from vegan. I always thought it should be vegan because vegetarian, vegan. But
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Vegan. We're going to call them vegan. You did that very strictly for 20 years. How can you come out of that and make a change like you did? What happened?
You know, I want to start by saying that I think the values that underlie the vegetarian project are incredibly honorable and are really the only values that are going to get us to the world that we need. So things like compassion and justice and sustainability and anything that questions human hubris or human entitlement. And I think those are really the ethics that motivate people to try this. So that's not the problem. I mean, the problem is really information. And that was why I ended up writing a book. So I became a vegan when I was 16 years old. I was very idealistic. I was very impassioned about injustice. I cared very deeply about what was happening to the planet. And I met a vegan, and she had a great program, and it was so simple. If I just ate these foods and not these foods, all the problems would be fixed. I would save the planet. I would honor the animals. I would do good things for my health, and I would feed hungry people. And, you know, so with one small act, I could do all of that. And that was really compelling to me at 16 years old. You know, the thing about being 16 is that, you know, you have an adolescent brain, and adolescents tend to think in black and white categories, and, you know, that was a really simple answer. So I took it up, and I didn't question it. I just, it all made sense, you know, like, you know, you said you heard John Robbins speak, and it all made sense. And so, all right, that was what I was going to do. The thing about, you know, taking up sort of extreme viewpoints is that, you know, it becomes who you are. You know, it's not just what you eat, and it's not even just what you believe. In the end, it becomes your identity. And that makes it really hard. I mean, at that point, you've kind of faded into fundamentalism, where it's too threatening to absorb counter-information. And in every life, there are going to be challenges to your ideology and your framework. And if you can't absorb new information and try to engage with it some way, you've just become a fundamentalist. And I certainly was guilty of that. And I see that a lot across most of the movements that I am part of. And it's a tricky line, because I think the world only changes because of fanatics. You know, I say this with, you know, a lot of, you know, kindness toward people who, you know, are fanatical. We need those people. Those are the only people who are really going to change things. You know, that little percentage of the population that's going to dedicate their lives to a cause. But the problem is that, you know, you do tend to become rigidified in your thinking over time. And we need to guard against that. So I see this a lot across most of the political movements.
All you have to do is turn on the evening news.
You can see the right-wing version. Yeah, exactly.
Or you can see the left-wing version. Right. You can see people who don't like any of our versions wanting to blow up planes. So right. Maintaining some perspective where you can take in new information, that's a very important point. We're going to have more of that new information right after this break. My guest is Lierre Keith. She's the author of The Vegetarian Myth. We'll touch on at least the a couple of key points, the nutrition and the environmental factors, when we return to Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536. Today.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega 3 is exactly what our dog can catch me to live a healthier life. Since my dog Chloe is my best friend, I want to watch her grow up with me. My mom told me Nordic Naturals not only makes products just for me, like children's DHA and Omega 369 Junior, they also make the same fresh and pure omega-3s for my cat and dog, too.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil is derived from 100% wild Arctic cod, and the fish come exclusively from the Arctic Ocean, and also contains high levels of DHA and EPA per serving, omega-3 fatty acid, and all-natural vitamins A and D. To find out more about Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega 3, call Nordic Naturals today at 800-787-7208 or online at www.nordicnaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oil.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell, intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolein, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
My co-host today in the studio is Brian Bradford. He's a certified nutritionist and the chief nutrition officer for Sunflower Shop. And my guest is Lierre Keith. She's a writer, a small farmer, and a radical activist. When we went to her book, is The Vegetarian Myth, when we went to the break, we were talking about how an ideology, we need passion, we need kind of extreme movements of thought to move the center somewhere, but that you can get carried away with the passion that's productive can become destructive. And before we go on to really dig into the research that you did on vegetarian aspects, tell us about the event that I alluded to earlier where passion for a topic led some people to do something that was just beyond rude.
I was a guest speaker at the San Francisco Anarchist Book Fair last month, and while I was in the middle of my talk, I was assaulted on stage by three masked assailants who smashed cayenne pepper into my eyes and ran away. And they were shouting vegan slogans as they did it, and they clearly had Confederates in the audience who cheered while I was being assaulted. And, of course, they took a film of it, and 30,000 people have now watched me be assaulted on YouTube. All I can say is that if I'm the best target these people can come up with, this movement is so dead.
Yeah.
This is just, it's insane. So
I'm guessing they hadn't read the book.
I have to believe that. I don't know. People are capable of all kinds of fanatic insanity. And, you know, I'm going to put in a little dig here, which is to say that, you know, without proper fat and without proper protein, the human brain cannot function. And in an odd way, I am very sympathetic to these people. Having been a vegan for 20 years, I know how bad they feel. And it's impossible to achieve a stable mood state without saturated fat and without enough tryptophan. And their brains feel terrible. You know, these people are in a bad mood all the time. And all you're left with is these flashes of rage and despair and depression. And I know what that feels like because I did it to myself, you know, for years. So in an odd way, I understand them. But, you know, that it's not okay to assault people just because you don't like their book. I mean, we should have learned this in kindergarten. And it's an incredibly cowardly act. I mean, they came at me from behind. I never even saw them coming. And it's really sadistic.
It's vicious and wrong. And the first thing after I saw it and thought those thoughts was, well, you know what? They're getting too much omega-6 fat and not enough omega-3 fat. And
you got it.
We had folks can go to RadioMarty.com archives and just search on the site. We interviewed the author of The Devil's Fat, where he talks about how aggressive people become when they overload on the wrong kinds of fat. And I hadn't even thought about the tryptophan connection. Well, let's just start with the nutritional aspects. I've always, and I know Brian will probably share a lot of this, I'm very cautious about vegetarians because, boy, it's a lot of hard work to balance the proteins and get all the amino acids, but then you end up, you're low in B12, you're low in zinc, you can become anemic. There are lots of things that happen. From your standpoint, Brian, what do you run into?
Yeah, probably the most question to ask. I have a lot of great vegetarians that come in, and they really have a passion to become a good vegetarian. But most of them are very unhealthy. They just don't know how to get the right protein, or calcium and iron.
And they end up being grainiacs. They eat way too many grains, which I think is one of the things that you want to address. What has happened with our grain-based culture?
Well, you know, this is the kind of thing where it's such a new way to look at the world that people have a hard time absorbing this information. And so I just want to thank everybody for kind of sticking with this here. The problem with agriculture is that we don't understand what it is because we've been doing it for 10,000 years and it just feels like, you know, normal life. But in fact, it's an inherently destructive process because you take a piece of land, you clear every living thing off it, and I mean down to the bacteria, and then you plant it to human use. So what it means is that, I mean, that's just a good way to say extinction. And around the world, humans have wiped out 99% of the native grasslands and 98% of the forests in the service of agriculture because it's literally biotic cleansing. You take over that land and you just plant it to humans. And, you know, what this has meant is that, you know, mass extinction is happening. And it also means that you're destroying the topsoil because soil needs the protective cover of either grasses or forests, and it also needs those the complex root systems that perennial plants put down. It's literally what holds the soil in place. Without those two things, soil is exposed, and like us, it dies when it's exposed.
It goes out into the ocean and poisons that. So.
So this is, you know, this is sort of the we've reached the end point. The major grain growing regions of the world were actually out of soil by 1950, and since then, what we've been eating instead is fossil fuel. So everything you eat depends on, you know, oil and gas to provide the nitrogen fertilizer. This is never going to save the planet. I mean, we need to really be questioning why we ever took this up, and you know. Basically how we're going to reverse the process. And I have a lot of hope for that. We could talk about grasslands and what they can do for us, but...
music means we are out of time. That's why I wrote to you that I think all we're going to do today is a down payment. There is so much in here that makes so much sense. I will be in touch about how we can come back and really, with this thought in mind, flush it out a lot more. It's a wonderful book, folks. She is a writer, so if I, by the time she's back on, I will have read all of it instead of just skimming it like I had to do for today. Lierre, this your book is wonderful, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing, and we will do this again.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Okay, well, you take care and have a great day. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health. All natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Research has shown that not all probiotics are the same. So when choosing a probiotic for you and your family, make sure it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Honey, just got the word. The company's new health plan has a $5,000 deductible. We have to make sure nobody gets sick this year. Remember what those doctor's visits cost for last year's colds and flu? Sorry, I gotta go. Love you.
We can do this. We can cut the fast food lunches. Probably not very healthy. Soda? That's a lot of sugar. We could all take that evening walk. And hey, I heard a program about fruit. Fruit of the spirit. What did they say? 1 ounce, the equivalent of 5 servings of fruits with herbs and minerals. We could add some to our breakfast protein shake.
Fruit of the Spirit is a unique whole fruit puree. Fruit of the Spirit contains fresh fruits native to the Holy Land and alkalizing minerals from the Dead Sea. With no added sugars, Fruit of the Spirit is a unique product from 5 years of work from science-based nutritional experts. Call now for a special promotion. That's 1-800-793-8830. Call now. 1-800-793-8830. Fruit of the Spirit. That's 1-800-793-8830. Give the gift of nutrition to your child.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whitaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2 month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whitaker.
Whoa, she was really good. We'll do that again because the more I read, the more fascinated I am with how many things we think we know and we don't. We just need a lot more information. My co-host has been Brian Bradford, although we stuffed so much into this show, we didn't really give you very much time to talk, Brian.
It's okay. It was good information.
But I appreciate having you here. He's the certified nutritionist, chief nutrition officer for Sunflower Shop. And I'd like for people to understand more about your store. And even if you're not in this area, this is the kind of thing you should be looking for in a health food store, because they do exist, and it's why I'm so passionate about making sure that independent health food stores get supported, because you can actually get real help there. Tell us about Sunflower Shop and your role and what you do and your 40th anniversary and this event that's coming up. Go.
That's right, Marty. We've been in business now for 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary. My grandmother started this back in 1970. So it's been a long process and a family tradition now. What I do at the store now is mainly just practice nutrition and teaching people how to be healthy, how to eat right, and how to feel better. That's mainly our goal, and we got a great sales staff and support staff who's there to educate you about any questions you might have.
Well, and it's a beautiful store. I mean, really, it has nice selection, and it's well-merchandised, and I wish you were in my neighborhood, but it's kind of a haul to get from where I live to where you are. But you have the two stores, one in Colleyville and one in Fort Worth.
One in Colleyville, one in Fort Worth. And actually, this Tuesday, we are hosting a big event at 7 o'clock at the Colleyville Convention Center. And that's the CEO and founder of Garden of Life, Jordan Rubin, will be here. So
a lot of people have seen him on TV and have read his books.
He's got
The Master's Diet, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a lot of good books coming out now. I mean, he's great information to be able to learn how to get healthier.
Yeah, and he personally has an exciting story, so that ought to be. What should people do? How do they?
The seats are limited, so please call our phone number at 817-399-9100 to reserve your seat. That will be at 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 13th.
And Colleyville, if you're not familiar with it, and a lot of people even in the Metroplex aren't, it's very easy to get to. If you can get to DFW Airport, it's just a little further around the corner.
Yes, it is.
It's not that hard to find it. And we've just got a few seconds here. What's the most common complaint people come to you wanting to solve?
Probably weight loss. They want to achieve, feel good and feel healthier. They want more energy. They want to be less stressed. I mean, it's multiple of issues.
Well, you might have to go back and listen again in the archives to Dr. Grace that was on in the first half, but she has some really good information. But the two takeaways from that are stress care and lean care from Himalaya herbs. Brian, thanks for being with me. Next time, maybe we'll have a more gaps in the schedule and we'll get to talk.
Thank you, Marty.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whitaker. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whitaker.
Did you know that your body is mostly water? The brain is 86% water. Blood is 90% water. And the liver is 96% water. The quality of the water we drink directly impacts our health. But just as importantly, so does the water we shower and bathe in. Aquasana home filtration products have been voted best buy by the Consumer Digest magazine 6 years in a row. You get better than bottled water quality for under 10 cents a gallon and no plastic bottles. Aquasana is now offering an additional 20% off their already low factory direct prices with the promo code MARTY. Drinking water purifiers under $100, shower filters under $70, and the whole home filtration system under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Visit aquasana.com, that's AQUASANA.com, or call 866-NO-BOTTLE for details. Use promo code MARTY. Again, delicious, healthful water for less than 10 cents per gallon. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE and save with promo code MARTY.